Gabe Emerson, who is a sophomore at Wheaton College. Gabe, this is John. You're on the air. How are you?
Yes, I'm well. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show. So you're from St. Louis, is that correct?
Yes, St. Louis.
How old are you, Gabe?
I'm 19 years old.
19 years old. So this is this your second year? Did you start as a freshman at Wheaton as well?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
I think my producer, Elif, told me you're a business major. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct as well, yes.
Why does somebody pick Wheaton? What was the appeal to you to go there?
So for me, my Christian faith is very important to me. And I also really wanted a sense of academic rigor. And so I think Wheaton really does faith and learning very well.
Yeah.
They combine those two very well.
You know, we visited with the people that put together the catalog of colleges, the Princeton Review of Colleges. Did you see this year's Princeton Review of Universities and Colleges in the country? It's a ranking of the 386 best colleges in America. And then they have the best and the worst. And Wheaton does very well over and over again for a lot of the things that the students that go there are looking for. Just like you said, academic rigor, you know, a faith-based education, stuff like that. It's a specific school for, I think, a particular kind of student. Like, as a business major, do you want to go into the business world, or do you imagine a career in theology somehow?
So, yeah, I think I'm going to end up going into the business world. But also, like, as a Christian, I'll always use a theology. So, like, it's really nice to be able to have those classes along with my business classes.
And what kind of, describe your religion or your faith to me.
Yes, sir, yeah. So, as a Christian, I believe that Jesus Christ came into this world as God incarnate to save sinners, and he did that through dying on the cross. And that to me is just, it's just a beautiful story of God's love for this, for the, his children. It's played a part in my life since I was a young boy.
Is your family religious too?
Yes, my dad was a pastor in a church where I grew up in Kentucky.
Nice.
That my parents both went to seminary, which is like a kind of a grad school for Bible people.
And so is it also your faith or your belief that you should go out and tell people about God?
Yes, sir. Yeah. So in Matthew, in the Gospel of Matthew, it's one of the accounts of Jesus' life. It says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. It's interesting because like in the Greek, it says, as you go. So it's really just like all Christians, as we're living our lives, are called to share this great news that we've been given with anyone and everyone who's willing to listen. And that's why I think this Millennium Park case is so important for Christians.
What happened to you guys last December?
Yeah, so my three friends, Matt Swart, Caden Hood, and Jeremy Chong, and I, we throughout various points in December and then on through April, We would be sharing with people in the park, and a few security guards that came up to us and said, "Hey, you can't do that here." At one point, one of us was even, we were just having a conversation. We weren't yelling, we weren't even handing anything out. We were just having a conversation about religion with someone, and they said, "You can't talk about religion here. You have to go to the sidewalk." And that just doesn't really make any sense to me. It's like, well, why can't I just have a conversation about religion? Like, why is that so wrong? And so when we talked to one of the professors in one of the departments at our school, his name's Captain Iglesias, and he's like, that's not constitutional. He put us in contact with some lawyers at I think that's correct. That may be wrong. But he put us in contact with the lawyers, and they've been so helpful to us. They've really done the majority of the work. So without the help of Captain Iglesias and the law firm, we really wouldn't be where we are today.
So you guys are suing the city over this issue. You want the right to be able to hand out your leaflets and talk to people. So was it that simple, though? That is, if I would walk by you, you might hand me a piece of paper? Or would you also then walk with me? Were you speaking loudly to everybody around?
Yeah, so really it comes down to just what this particular person in our group prefers to do. Some people do speak loudly, some people don't. And then also, like, if someone doesn't want to have a conversation with me, I'm not going to make them. I don't think I should ever force anyone to listen, to have a conversation with me. So if we did happen to be walking by and I handed you something and we stopped, I may just start walking with you, yeah, if you were okay with that, and we'd talk and have a conversation.
You know, and anybody that's walked around the streets of Chicago knows that you're not infrequently solicited for Save the Whales, for environmental causes, religious issues,
yeah,
political reasons, whatever. And a lot of times we'll just look at them and say no thank you and keep walking. If I do that to you, you peel off, you don't follow me anymore, do you?
No, that's correct, sir. I wouldn't follow you anymore. I'd be like, all right, have a great day, and I just let you go on your way.
How many of you were in your group when you were doing this? Did five?
So there were four of us who are the plaintiffs in the case. But on a traditional Friday night, we usually do this every Friday night. There can be anywhere from 5 to 30 people who go out. And we all go like all throughout over the city. So we all may or may not go together. We usually split up into pairs of little groups. And we will hand out pamphlet literature, or sometimes people will raise their voices and talk like on a corner.
Yeah.
Or sometimes people will just go and like buy meals for the homeless. Or just go and sit and talk with people at places like the Ogilvie Transportation Center, where someone may have missed a train and they just brought up for a conversation.
Yeah. Wheaton College student Gabe Emerson's on a line, and he's one of the plaintiffs in the case. Students are suing the city of Chicago. They want to be able to do what he's just described at Millennium Park. They were told that they cannot. One of my colleagues, we do a podcast here, and in it we were all talking about it, journalists and talk show hosts from around town, and when we were talking about your case, I know one of the reservations about your otherwise good intentions is that if we say okay to you, then we have to say okay to everybody and anybody, and then the freedom of flow and the thing that Millennium Park is no longer going to be Millennium Park. It's going to be Bughouse Square. Bughouse Square is a neat thing. I've participated in it before. It's where they take a park. They literally have soapboxes. You stand on them and you give your spiel and people come and go. But that's not what Millennium Park is, and it's what it could become if we say to every group, yes, you can solicit, yes, you can preach, yes, you can politicize at Millennium Park. So that's the flip side to that, Gabe. I'm just wondering what your reaction to that is.
Yeah, so my reaction would be, so before a few days ago, the verbiage of the law, if anything was disruptive, if anyone considered what anyone said disruptive, they couldn't say that. So let's say like I have a neon shirt on, and someone doesn't like my neon shirt, they can't wear that neon shirt because it's disruptive. Now they've changed it to objectively, which I've been told by one of the lawyers that there's like a legal doctrine of the word objective. And that basically means that it's like if the general populace would agree that that's objective.
Yeah.
But I still think this, one of the great things about this country is that we're able to speak freely about things that may or may not be controversial. And I don't know, I think William Park is one of the top attractions in this country. And I think people should be allowed to like have conversations there. We got kicked out for just having a conversation once. Like yeah. Putting all the like the preaching or handing out pamphlets aside, we were kicked out for just talking about Jesus.
Gabe, I'm out of time, but I think you've represented your side and your feelings and your school really well. So, you know, kudos to you for that. And let's stay in touch and see how this thing goes. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
His name is Gabe Emerson, and he's a sophomore from St. Louis at Wheaton College.